Back home now, and Australian manufacturers are responding in their hundreds to government calls to consider making medical supplies to fight the virus. Among those already on the job are alcohol distillers making hand sanitizer and the government's relaxing approvals to expedite supply. A national register of potential new medical supply manufacturers is being coordinated by the Advanced Manufacturing Growth Centre. Its industry director is Michael Sharp. He spoke to our reporter Annie Guest.
I'm really proud of our manufacturing community. We now have over 1,200 submissions to the portal, and from a wide range of manufacturing companies. Manufacturing is standing up and ready for the challenge.
Can you give us some examples of what some of these manufacturers are making at the moment and what medical products they're proposing they could make? I mean, we've heard about some, like an Adelaide takeaway packaging company wanting to make face masks. What are some of the others?
I can give you a great example. A firm in Newcastle have pivoted from manufacturing commercial dishwashers. That's their normal line of business. And they've now pivoted to making hand sanitizer.
From dishwashers to hand sanitizers.
That's quite a pivot, isn't it? But it shows the ingenuity of our great manufacturers. It demonstrates to me that manufacturing truly is an essential service in this nation. And I'm really proud right now.
And what about some of the other novel ideas?
You know, if we talk about face masks, we've got a firm in Shepparton, which is now being supported by the Australian Army. We've got engineers there from the Army supporting the scale up. So with face masks, we'll be going from what is produced now in Australia of 2 million masks per year to a rate of 200 million masks per year. So that's the sort of scale we're talking about. So another project we have going on is for hospital beds, and we had a need for caster wheels. So straight away, we've been onto those firms that registered that they currently manufacture caster wheels, and that work is now underway. That's fantastic.
Among those who are making submissions to get involved, have we had local manufacturers proposing that they can make a ventilator here?
We've got firms like, if I give you an example, HSV, the Holden Special Vehicles, the Walkinshaw team. They've reached out and saying that they've got specialised engineers and specialised engineering equipment, and they're willing to get involved and do whatever is necessary and what's required.
Michael Sharp from the Advanced Manufacturing Growth Centre speaking there to Annie Guest.